Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode something.
Yeah.
We're a little bit sporadic over here.
Oh, I love that.
Speaking of sporadic, it's Max Smith.
Hey guys, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Sporadic.
Pardon?
Sporadic.
If you want to borrow it, you can.
What for?
I'll tell you what, you give me options, because I don't know, I'd not really thought this through.
You've just offered your penis, now you want options.
You know,
it can be yours.
I was just saying the phrase spare a dick.
Yeah.
Just being a little bit cheeky.
Maybe
you
need help, I don't know. Maybe you need a penis for something.
Well, exactly. I said, what for? And then you're panicking and going, give me options. I was just in a little
just
character.
Just being a friend.
Maybe you want a model wiener for a nude photo. Or
okay, so you do that. Thank you, Max. We've got the thumbnail sorted.
A live drawing, that'll be nice for a special.
I'm also joined by Tom Looney.
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 Looney. Looney.
Spare a dick?
No, thank you.
Horrible friend, that.
Yeah.
Horrible, mate.
You've got to keep some things to yourself, haven't you?
Ooh, tell me about it.
Friendship. And over in the corner, we don't need any spares because he is one. It's Ethan James.
Thank you. Any spurs?
Spurs?
I don't play for Tottenham.
You silly sod. You silly fucking sod. I clearly didn't mean that. Guys, we've been ghosted by a guest.
Oh, I felt some tension when I walked in the room. I didn't realise.
You thought it was aimed at you.
You caused it.
Why do you think it was aimed at me? What? Fucking roller coaster here. I thought everyone was just a bit moody, a bit sad.
Moody,
yeah.
I was dealing with Ethan and the clips. I was going, no. Make it funny. So, yeah, I was dealing with
ghosted.
Him. Ghosted. And I prepared some really good stuff for... Do we name who they were? Although that's the reason they were coming on, was to get the name out there.
Well, they might... Is that dead in the water now?
Well, I don't know.
Sometimes it can be a bit daunting.
They said they were going to come at...
done anything like that before.
That's true. They said they were going to come at 7.
Yeah.
That was 2 days ago. I said, are you still on for this? Nothing. 2 days passed. And I'm thinking, oh, it's done now. I prepared some questions.
Do you want us to answer those questions later on?
No. I had two questions.
Okay.
Why do you remind me of a young Barry Chuckle? That's one. Second one, have you thought of another joke yet? So he's missed out on that chance to sit here and chat with us.
It's a good joke, to be fair.
Yeah, it is a good joke. Yeah, really upset me, that.
And just don't be afraid to come on here. It's nothing to be afraid
of. Don't
about,
be afraid to say, sorry, can't make it. Yeah. Mm. I said, if you can't make it, just say. It's fine. Yeah. I just need to line up another guest. I did message Ryan earlier this afternoon, and he... he said, I'll find his exact quote because I don't want to mince his words. Sorry, mate, buzzing to get home as my stomach has been playing up today. Just buzzing to
he
get
said
home.
Absolutely buzzing.
Can't fucking wait.
No toilet breaks allowed.
I'm not risking this good mood.
That ensuite is about to get wrecked.
he said the same thing to me the other week. What? And he said that every time he went for a poo, he couldn't go. So he just keeps sitting on the toilet for about 20 minutes.
At a cube?
No, at his house. Oh. Cheers, Tom. Kill that fucking dead in the
I
water.
I don't think that was
at
my
the cube?
Fault.
Fuck it.
Blame me for that.
He,
great banter, that.
I still think he's a mess, if that helps anyone.
Yeah,
every time he comes on, he says he's turned over a new leaf. I think he's getting worse. I think this boy is spiralling.
Maybe his head's getting better, but the rest of his body's just...
more and more unhinged, I think.
Should we speak about if he's going to go to Wales and I'll get away? I don't think he is.
Do you not think so?
I think
he's
lasts,
so excited
about
it.
I think he lasts one day. That's my guess.
Really? So it starts on Friday,
yeah.
Ends on Sunday or Monday?
Monday, technically.
Monday, okay.
If I had to guess, I'd say lasts 30 hours.
See, I think that his...
maybe not even that.
In the previous trips, though, his... psychological issues have been, let's call them what they are. They've been a little bit in the background. You know, he's gone on his walks. A lot of people didn't even notice. And he does go when it's normally Joe leaving on the Sunday.
Yeah.
He didn't want to wash the pots that offers a lift. And Ryan's straight in there, buzzing for it. Won't be the option this year.
Yeah, that's true. Unless we all leave. It's just Ryan.
Leave Ryan there on his own.
Come on, guys, stay! I'm in the prime of my life!
Just constantly shitting throughout the whole weekend.
I'm buzzing.
Bring the potty up here, guys. It's the dream, isn't it?
Nuffy's doing it through the chimney.
Oh.
Yeah.
Little surprise for Santa.
There's more the people at the bottom of the chimney, isn't it? Huh? The kids.
What's Santa doing in there?
Yeah.
In November.
Santa famously goes down the chimney.
Why is he already there, though?
I'm going to assume that they're not going to clean the chimney for the next month.
Awful assumption to make of an Airbnb host.
You saw anyone clean a chimney?
How many times do you reckon you need to stick the fire on before that deals with what's happened there?
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, shit stains all down your fucking chimney? Have a fucking guess, mate.
Stained chimney.
Oh, I don't know what Ryan's doing. It might be explosive.
Yeah, he's painting the bowl every time.
He is, yeah.
Anyway, over to us, the cool guys.
Hey, guys.
Let's start off with Tom, because you missed a pod.
Just taking some time for myself, you know, a bit of R&R.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me in the kitchen. I'll have that, thank you. The time, that is, not the R&R. Don't know what that is in the kitchen.
Oh. Ribena.
And rosemary.
And rosemary.
Rapeseed oil.
Right.
And Ribena.
Great comedy act coming to your screens in 2026.
Rapeseed and Ribena.
I want people turning up to this. What did you get up to?
I did a couple of jigsaws.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A couple in a week.
Fucking fuming, right? So I did a stays jigsaw, which I showed you on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Cheers for that, mate. I'd love to see that. Okay. You know I love my puzzles.
I'll show you later then. But then I did another one. Right, I ordered it off eBay. Thinking, yes, it's the same. Is it Ravensburg?
Something like that, yeah.
It's a classic, you know, classic jigsaw. Very excited.
Sure.
And it was probably the toughest jigsaw I've done to date.
How many pieces?
It was 1,000.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, real tough, that.
But it was just the 1,000-piece jigsaws I've done, it was a fucking minefield, you know, once I did the houses.
Literally.
The roofs were horrific.
Something in Stades? It's like what Elon said, isn't it?
Hey!
Anyway, there was a piece missing.
Oh, did they not put that in the description on eBay?
999.
That's a sick, sick
bastard.
Get a refund, man.
Well, no, the thing is, all I'm trying to think is, I did move it from downstairs to upstairs, but I was so careful.
Hmm.
I'll have to have a little look.
What, in the box or open plan? Moving the minefield around?
A lot
around.
Of it in the box, but what I'd done by hand. But
oh, it's definitely, playing with that.
Yeah,
but the thing is, the bit that I was missing wasn't done at that point. It was in the, you know.
Speaking of pieces missing, how's your beard going?
Beautiful segue, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Beautiful.
Yeah, got a new little beard to film
What's
your patches.
What's her name?
Hey, that's nice. Little.
That's good, yeah.
New.
Yes, so I did have some grafts put on my beard in my time off.
That time you had a graft.
Yeah.
Does sit next to Max with his luscious beard give you a complex?
No, I've never really thought about it, you know. No? Me and Max, we have a very different look, don't we?
Do you reckon?
I think so.
I don't think so. Sometimes when I watch this back, I think, I don't know where I'm sitting.
You watch this back?
Somebody's got to.
Well, Max does have a glorious beard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that, you know, you've taken some inspiration.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just one of them things. I always thought, I wouldn't ever get anything done apart from that.
Really?
Yeah. Never really bothered me anything. But
so
just,
from the pubes?
Well, no, it's from the back of my head.
Not even mine.
Kindly donated. But yeah, so fucking sore.
Yeah.
With the back of your head?
Yeah, really sore. Yeah.
So what do they do? Do they have like a, is it like a, I want to say a Hoover, that they suck all the follicles out? Or?
So it's a type of extraction which is different now, which is, you know, like back in the day they didn't take, people would say, oh, you'd need two or three, like, or it didn't take or whatever.
Okay.
They do it differently now, so shouldn't have any issues.
Yeah.
But it was obviously very, very numbed. The procedure to numb it was horrible. That was the worst bit.
Right.
Just with these needles, and he's just grabbing them and firing them in. But they're so painful. Like, it was never had an injection like it. It was like wincing. It was horrible. But then obviously you're numb, so it's fine. So the only issue was that it was like dealing with like an apple, just the sensation and the noises like going in and taking it. So it was fine. Like it didn't really, like I fell asleep while it was happening.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
But then, so it was a bit of an intimate one because normally like they're on the back of your head, but just over your face and there's two of them doing it. And can see on the side of the glove. Just all my hair follicles, just in a little like frog spawn.
Oh, yeah. So weird.
Just popping them in.
How long did it take?
Not long, like. Obviously, you go there for the day. Like, so I was, you know, I was like maybe midday ish, 11 mid to midday, and then I was there till about 4.
Okay.
Got me a Wagamama's for lunch.
They did?
They did, yeah.
Is it very expensive then if they're getting you lunch?
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
No, oh, we'll treat you to lunch.
Wasn't that? No, well, normally they just
do
something.
Can we try and guess a range of how.
Normally they just do something straightforward.
1,000?
A little bit more.
10,000 and a pad thai.
There you go. No tofu as well, I forgot to say.
Oh,
no tofu.
Didn't order it myself. But yeah.
So you complaining about the pad thai.
So yeah, I mean, it'll all fall out in the next couple of weeks.
What's the point then?
It'll go back to normal, and then it should come in again properly over in about 3-4 months.
It
now.
Should, Mr. It should, Cooney.
Yeah.
It should.
Any day now. Yeah.
Well, they've had you, mate. You're going to turn up. There's not going to be anything there.
Mm. What do you mean?
And you did eat that meal as well, didn't you, sir? You scoffed that.
And a bag of crisps.
Oh, yeah, there's no receipt there. You've done it all, really. Still, nice food, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's fine. I panicked when I said Wagamama's.
Yeah, Wagamama's is a rogue choice.
Yeah. She suggested it. She put the words in my mouth.
Oh, they'd probably work there as well.
Yeah. So I've been cooped up for a week.
You've put your here, you might get into wine.
Yes.
I thought you were already into wine.
No, I am. I like wine. But I'm thinking I might get like more into it, you know. Like
become an alcoholic.
Drinking more. That becomes two.
I had my first bottle of Chateau Neuf de Pape.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
He knows.
How
my
was
boy,
it?
My boy knows.
Do you actually know Smith, or do you just reference it?
It's just a fun name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chateau Neuf de Pape.
It was
is it
oh,
good?
Divine.
Oh, I knew it would be.
Absolutely divine.
I knew it should
me
be.
Me and you need to have a bottle one
yeah,
time.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get
what
involved
each?
If you want.
I couldn't. I don't have the.
Next special, wine tasting.
Oh.
Yes, please.
But oh. I want to get. I'm going to do a. I might do a little course like to learn a little bit more.
But a sommelier.
Yeah, because I've got a friend who does that. She works for a winery. So she might be able to get me in a little bit.
Wow.
She's always inviting me to. Like events and stuff. So I'll go to more of these and then we'll see, you know. What did you say in the car? Turn a hobby into a jobby. Hobby into a jobby.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have a hobby of managing the Frog and Bucket?
Yeah.
So really you may as well that. Work here, lad.
May as well. I'm going to get
no,
paid.
It's just a hobby.
Keep the cash.
I insist.
Yeah. They pay you in cash?
No.
Right.
No, it's a paycheck put into
a
my
check.
Bank account.
Let's just be accurate with what we're saying here, Max. Okay.
Well, actually, I did say keep the cash, and they went, "We don't actually pay you in cash."
And I went, "No cash at that venue,
huh?
No cash at that venue.
No cash, cashless."
There you go.
Ooh. I actually bought some cash in the other day.
What for?
Just it was in my pocket.
Show off.
Yeah.
Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
"Let the police know, first and foremost." Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. Max?
Hello.
What have you been up to?
Do you know what? I went to play D&D on...
You can hold the talking stick.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, this is fun, isn't it? So much power. I went
you look
to...
You're nervous, mate. You're really fucking nervous.
I went to... Put the stick down, Max. You've gone rogue.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all. Went to Ryan and Dave's to play D&D on Sunday.
Nice.
Dave's really into it, which is very good.
It's a worry, isn't it?
You've seen Dave in a whole new light now.
A whole new light, yeah.
Going down this path. Oh, no.
What path? Or path?
Oh, you know, just down the sort of fictional path.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Probably wearing little bunny ears as he plays
that.
With you.
Another fucking nerd.
Are you kidding? Another nerd. As if I haven't been a nerd for the last fucking 10 years. And we've known
rubbing
each
off
other.
On poor impressionable Ryan and Dave.
Oh, you're worried that I'm infecting them?
Yeah.
Oh right. Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
How was Ryan at it?
Yeah, Ryan's good. Yeah.
Is he? I mean, he's good at something. It
his
can't
character's
be.
Called Sticky Fingers, which is a bit worrying.
So, what's your character called?
Sticky Fingers was the name of a nursery by where I grew up.
A nurse? Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers. Yeah.
Surely not.
No, it was.
That's horrific.
In Rainford.
Yeah. Whoa, no, you're putting weird connotations onto it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
no, Sticky Fingers could just be anything. Oh, I've picked up a...
Go on. A toddler.
Picked up a taste for this.
I mean, it's not a good look that you panicked there. So many sticky things to choose from.
Don't worry, madam, I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Deer in the headlights.
PVA glue.
Any number of reasons.
Yeah, that's the one.
So, Dungeons, how long's that going for?
Is
that
we played for about 4 hours.
That's not that long, is it?
No.
Just a little short one.
But that's because we got there late. Because obviously they finished work at 5 and had to be home, had to leave at 11.
Awful.
Cheers, Tom. Just that sad, lonely bed, I guess. Yeah.
Buzzing to get back to it.
Yeah, and to be fair, yeah, I've got a new setup. Real, real cool stuff.
Yeah, that is.
Up in your bed?
Yeah. Huh?
In your bed?
Yeah, well, so everything's around my bed, yeah. So I get in bed, all tucked up. Picture the scene.
Yeah.
And then push the button and head's blown off. By the sounds and,
right.
How
is that for the people living in the house?
Do you know what? I've asked them and they said, do you know what, Max? We can't hear a thing. So
maybe they can hear everything and they're just getting a load of evidence.
I don't know what they... What do you mean by that? I'm not watching anything that's mental.
God, this guy's got his passport in the duvet. Who are we kidding?
I don't know what that means, you know.
VPN.
Porn is... you need your passport to watch porn, don't you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the duvet.
I think you've got...
You're weirdly specific about where you're doing it.
I think you've got your boarding pass. You got it in all like a plastic wallet. Now I'm going up to bed, guys.
A whole table of passports.
Yeah, God. So many identities.
Little pint before you go in.
Yeah. Little shot.
I don't care if
pub.
It's 6 a.m. I'm on my holidays. So what's the best thing you've watched thus far?
Do you know, I've not really used it that much. I'm just working all the time.
This TV.
Oh, the TV I've watched.
What's the best thing you've watched on the TV that's made you go, yes?
It's more playing a game, Ghost of Yote. It's amazing.
Right.
Honestly, if I sat you down on my bed and turned it on for you, you'd go, wow.
Squelch. Oh, no.
Squelch.
Sticky fingers, you've made an error.
Oh mate, yeah, honestly,
you've got
so
a mini
good.
Fridge.
No, I went to. I don't know why that's still on there. I went to get it, and then I realised.
So you went too early. You were so cocky.
No, I was no. So I've got access to a mini fridge that I could take and keep.
Yeah, there's one here.
Well, I don't think I can just take and keep that.
Yeah, I wouldn't like you to do that.
No. Do you know? I'll let you have it.
Well, it's just more for the office.
Ethan, you can have that.
Can I? Can I take a room?
No, man.
I'll watch you try.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to have it. It's a Red Bull fridge. Ooh. And then I opened it up and I was like, you know what? This only fits Red Bulls. Like, there's no... Like, a Red Bull's what, that big?
Yeah.
There's no
so it only fits like one...
No, so it fits a load of Red Bulls in, but I don't want Red Bulls. I want water. But there's no water thing that I can put in there.
There is. You can buy a...
I'm not going to buy cans of little waters, am I?
Why?
It's a good job, you know, people in Africa can't listen to this. In those poor situations they're in. This is you moan that you can't keep your water in a
Red
Bull fridge.
Actually, guys, you can listen to this in Africa.
You can, but not if you're in a poor situation.
Well, you could maybe. Oh, maybe one person could pay for the Patreon.
Max, bloody Spotify or YouTube.
Go on. What can you offer them? Give them some hope.
Okay, fine. For £3 a month, you could get the Patreon.
£3 a month? Are you? What planet are you on?
I'd have to work 70 hours.
You have to work 70 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Can all just, you know, mingle about the frog and bucket looking busy?
I actually don't look busy. I am busy.
Is anyone taking this Red Bull fridge or can I have it for me setup?
That takes 1 minute to ask. There's like 100 minutes in a day Or possibly more.
100 minutes in your day. Oh, God. Ozempic really takes it out as he goes. And Manjaro. Is that
trademark?
Is that offensive to say Ozempic?
Yeah, yeah. It's like me saying, oh, the lovely Adidas shoes, mate.
That's offensive.
Get out.
Max Smith in the roast, pal. Lovely Adidas shoes, pal. The Nike.
For everyone listening, I did a sick dab.
Yeah, not a salute. I did a shoot this week and it was real fun.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where they said, right, we're done. And I was like, oh, I could have done that for ages.
Really?
Can you tell us more?
I was just, I was being interviewed by a female comic and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Can you name them?
I didn't ask.
Yeah.
No, maybe I can't. But it was, yeah, all the people there were really good.
Oh, brilliant.
And the studio was, right by where we played foot golf. And I was thinking, I never knew that was there.
No.
Oh. They've got loads of cool rooms. So I was thinking, oh,
interesting.
Probably
in the future.
Inquire there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have, you know, financial management people banging on the walls.
Imagine if you leave here and those people also leave. For fuck's sake.
Why are you working in a green screen office? Lastly, I sometimes, because we still post sort of videos on Facebook on the Stephen Tries page,
okay,
but I never look at the comments because it's Facebook. Sometimes, like, the latest one will be there and I'll just see a little bit of it. I was like, oh, I'll have a click. And it was like, How to Be Louis Theroux, and it was me on racism.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's me interviewing Tom as the member of the EDL.
Yeah.
And I say, what does it stand for? Eating Dairy Lee. And you go, you're not one of those gays, are you? And I go, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's just that. And then all the comments are like, I didn't know I followed Loony Lefties. Just all these EDL people.
Oh.
EDL was disbanded years ago. And I was like, this was fucking filmed years ago. But it's all just hateful people who just, they're miserable. I'm thinking, look at the state of me.
Getting upset about eating derrily. You what?
I don't understand what compels people to comment so much on everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you just look at the picture and you go, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always like, dads with kids in the picture.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully kids.
Hopefully dads.
Yeah, that's a better point. Do you want some news?
Hit
Love
me.
The news, yes!
Quadruplets born on the 29th of February.
Ooh.
Isn't that fun? Imagine being a quadruplet, first of all.
I know.
You know, instantly.
There's four, isn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Be us.
Could be.
Yeah.
And then her third birthday was them turning 12.
Oh.
So I guess you are technically 12, but you're only three.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
How asked would you be?
Would you still have to abide by the rules of being a three-year-old, do you reckon?
What are you trying to get away with?
I'm not a baby miracle.
Get some friends your own age.
Get a girlfriend your own age.
What if some of them abide by that and some of them don't?
Well, then they're bad boys or women.
Have you seen the Tommy Robinson face swaps on Twitter?
Yes. Did it?
No.
Did it start from the voice note?
I don't know.
So there's, I don't know
what
he did.
Can you explain what this is first? Cause...
So there's a guy, there's an account, I think he's like Ginger something, and he's he's really good at putting Tommy Robinson's face into like every
picture. Is it like a deep fake sort of thing?
Yeah, I think he initially did it with a football manager.
Yeah.
At West Ham, and he was doing that, and it became like a meme.
Okay.
But then he started doing it with Tommy Robinson, and he's putting him into every person, especially people that Tommy Robinson hates.
Yeah.
Right,
and he's putting his face on them. And it looks really, really real at times.
Well, he did. West Ham, I think, posted something or didn't post something on Remembrance Sunday. Well, that was it. He threatened that if he doesn't remove it, he's going to start putting his face onto loads of notorious paedophiles. And so then Tommy Robinson sends this voice note, you fucking, like, basically saying, you know, wasn't criticising West Ham, you know, blah blah blah. He says, and they said, but if you dare put my face on any fucking paedophile, I'll fucking track you down. So I thought maybe this come off the back of that.
Yeah, he's just mad to do it.
Far people go for their football teams.
Yeah.
You see that prank where, like, there's this guy, it's two rival football teams.
Is it Everton and Liverpool? Is it the one with the coach that doesn't turn up?
No, it's worse. So this guy meets this woman online and they're chatting and they're, you know, flirting a lot. She starts sending him saucy pics and she's like, send me a picture of you sucking a dildo. He does it. Then she's like, oh, let's meet up in this hotel somewhere. So he goes there and he calls her up and he's like, I'm here, you know. And he sent her all these pictures, him in a bra, him in all this, you know, whatever. And then he calls her up and says, I'm here, where are you? And then like five blokes just go, ah, get fucked, ah.
Yeah.
Southampton like, fans,
Jesus
though.
Christ,
I don't know if that's
man.
Football fans are just, yeah. People, I mean, it's meant people to, picking no, on an idiot.
All, yeah.
You could do that with sucking on dildos or pretending to be an elf. You know, you pick your poison with that stuff.
Or both.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't show that one, did we? It's now time for Tom Looney's Celebrity Gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner delete photos with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle from star-studded bash.
Was it from their party?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, that's fine.
You've been away in LA.
Yep.
Filling us in on the latest details.
Cost a lot, those plane tickets as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well worth it. Have you seen her now? Is it Kris, the mum?
Yeah.
Kris? That's my mum.
I've seen her.
Oh, sorry.
So obviously she had a bit of work done, didn't she?
A lot of work done.
Well, her latest bit of work. And she's like 70 now.
Yeah,
70th birthday. That was the star-studded bash you just reported on.
That's, 70. Yeah, I forget. Sorry, so much going on. But obviously, she looks very young.
Mm.
But then someone pointed out that her hands don't look so young.
Well, she had gloves on.
She's got hands like me.
So
I think in the first picture, and then so since then she's been either hiding her hands or wearing gloves.
Oh well,
in the pictures she's taken. Yeah.
There were people posting pictures of the film The Substance where she's trying to stay young or take the stuff from a younger body, but it's her hands that go old. Yeah, it's bonkers how much strain and stress they've probably spent to look younger. Probably ages them.
Yeah,
no, that's true, man.
The recovery I've had for this, like, it's you wouldn't want that. You know, of course,
it's been a wholesome week. You made banana bread.
I did. Made
did
three.
A jigsaw.
Yeah.
Imagine how many jigsaws Kris Jenner's done. She's probably got staves.
Hard to do with those big gloves on.
Yeah, that's. But a good point, mate.
Yeah.
I really hate Twitter trends.
Mm.
So there's one that I never really understood. First off, the one I really hated was that look between this and this on your keyboard. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really get what... I never really understood what that was.
So it'd be one letter in particular, maybe?
Yeah, or no, it'd be like look between something and something, two letters on your keyboard.
Yeah.
So it'd be like in reference to, I don't know, something Lionel Messi's done or something.
But it makes no sense.
I never understood it.
The objective of those things is to retain your attention.
No, I know.
Looking at it, so it gets boosted.
It seemed like that's what it was doing. I thought, this is awful. And then that other one that started to come back, like, oh, help me, I can't fit this into my header. Never mind, sorted it.
Oh, it's rubbish. Oh. It's just silly jokes, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. And then now it's all about bios and stuff. Oh, check this bio out.
Do you reckon you're getting a bit too old for social media? Maybe that's it.
Just, I don't know, just...
You know, we're in our 30s now, mate.
Unsocial media, I call it.
Pardon?
Unsocial media, I call it.
Who are you, sorry?
Fuck off, Max. You know who I am.
Who are you, mate?
I didn't like how you became an old man as well. I thought, well, let me have my moment.
Oh, sorry, no. Oh, then, yeah, no.
Then you were just creepy.
No, go on.
Really creepy character.
No, I wasn't being creepy. Go on.
We could watch it back. I think you were being creepy.
I think I was being cool.
I was being like one of those
cool,
cute,
calm and collected.
Cute old man who's been to the bakery that morning.
Oh, that's
you,
nice.
You've done something in the bakery and we can't speak of it. That bum was an iced a moment ago.
Bum? Oh, you still got it.
Yeah. Still doing that mishearing stuff, are you?
If it ain't broken.
Yeah, no, if it works.
Oh, it's time for your laugh, you lose.
Hey!
This week, it's me. That's right. It's me. So I've worked hard on this one. I've prepped my gosh darn arse off to produce what I believe is an absolute winner. And it'll have you both laughing, chortling, spluttering.
Sweaty hands.
Dare I say tittering?
Good luck.
Thank you. Oh, good luck to Tom and me.
Everyone involved.
Right.
Why would you wish him luck?
I don't know. I don't know how this has been edited, but basically I'm on the bloody third week of this, and I can't believe it. You know, my ego's in tatters.
Happens, mate. Happens to the best of us.
No, Matt, of course, with Ronnie Corbett have helped me this week. So I've gone back to basics. And I've gone for something that always has always worked. And by that, I mean, I did it once and it got a laugh. So, Ethan, frig off with your timer for this one, because I've got a presentation. These are the people I believe could be the next James Bond. First one, Christopher Gosland. Pros, he's very likeable. Cons, he refuses to read his lines. Next up, Ryan Locke. Please look at the presentation, guys. Pros, he's available. Cons, he can't act and he won't turn up. Next up, Warwick Davis. Pros, he's a trained actor. Cons, Aston Martin don't sell Segways. Next up, Anton Deck. Pros, great for diversity. Cons, there's two of them, so, you know, double fee.
Mm.
The final one, and I believe this person to be absolutely perfect, it's Chris McCausland's evil twin. Pros, he does his own stunts. Cons, he's got IBS. That was my you laugh, you lose. I want a VAR check on him the whole way.
Very good.
Max, you did great.
Jeez, do you know what? I felt like a horrible cold wash just go over me at that last one. Because that, oh my God, that is so funny, man.
They got away with that.
Oh, it's the last fucking, oh my
Can
God.
Can I see it again?
It's the last one. Oh. Fuck me.
That just got brushed aside. When they must have done that. They did a Japanese schoolgirls as well.
Yeah, that is bad, isn't it?
Feel free to check VAR, but I feel like I was stretching and I was contorted. But
yeah, there was a time when you turned around to look at me and I thought, your eyes aren't on the screen.
Yeah, you got to watch this.
Oh, no, no.
Cracking presentation.
I was very, you know, I just was checking on Mac to see where he was at more because I felt like I was about to go. He's very stony-faced these days with these, isn't he?
Yeah, I just hate the segment so much. That
maybe Manjaro takes your joy.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's going on in your head when you're watching?
I'm just thinking. No, don't laugh.
It's time for it's time for a talking point.
Hey.
This will come out on your birthday, Tom. Mm-hmm. But we haven't done a birthday one. We could do that next week.
35.
Have you got any plans?
No.
Shit. Thought golf?
No, I mean, I'm going away at the weekend with us lot. And then I'm going to Milan in the last weekend of
Milan. It's for fashion.
For music.
Oh,
music?
Yeah.
Who's playing in Milan?
Ludovico Einaudi.
I don't know him.
Einaudi?
Do you know the pianist?
I prefer him in Lidl. A little bit of banter there for the boys. Maybe you can think about that when you're watching him and go, that's fun. Great memories.
main character syndrome. They're all probably thinking it now. Uh-huh. Just imagine if you look over to the left and you just spy Max on up a little bag.
I got a brand deal.
Make it believable.
Really?
Lidl aren't sponsoring you to go to Milan and point at their back. In front of hundreds of people. A lot of eyes on this. You're welcome.
It'd be good, though.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Sort of birthday banter.
Are you a little man?
Audi.
You will be after Manjaro takes it full effect.
Love that.
I think Semenyo, who was with some content the other day, he was off shopping in Lidl.
Oh, he wasn't doing content. Someone just papped him.
Was he? I thought he was filming his own shop.
Maybe I just saw a picture of it.
How sad must you be just film your own shop? Oh, I'm getting some washing up liquid.
Right, you're just shouting on X special.
Are you kidding? Oh, that's
so you're
idea.
Not a little boy. Aldi,
Go Aldi more. But I don't really shop there anyway.
Tesco, you're a Tesco man. Let's
Tesco,
be honest.
Yeah, every day.
Can't be humble now. Tesco Smith.
Is Tesco a humble humble thing?
No, I think Tesco's quite expensive.
Not at all, no. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Trying to say. Yeah.
The savings, unbelievable. If you do a full shop in Aldi or Lidl.
Diddly dee.
You love those savings, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like their home, like their own brand stuff.
The simple stuff.
Like, you see they're like...
Too cheap.
You can't go from Tesco's finest to Diddly D's own.
No, you know what they've got? Is it Amat's, the laundry?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think
so. The washing powders and stuff.
It's no good.
Well, it actually is. It smells better than the other stuff.
What's your point here, man?
I'm just trying to have a conversation.
Yeah, but so are we. I don't like their own stuff. Actually, it's quite good.
It's probably better than the other stuff.
Yeah, it smells better, but no.
But so what's your issue?
Yeah, come on. There's something here. Go on.
Okay.
Make it up. You've got it. You've got it.
No, no, no.
There must have been a reason.
It's more pungent. You can smell it more on your clothing.
Right.
But it doesn't smell as good as the other stuff. But it smells more.
Right.
So if I was to get a Lenore, like a box of powder, the good stuff smells less powerful.
Less smells better and fresher.
Yeah.
More subtle. You want a more subtle, clean smell.
No, I want it to smell really powerful, but really good.
So I have...
And I can't find anything like that.
Well, I'm using cheaper detergent at the minute from Lidl.
I noticed.
Yeah. But my fabric softener is a fairy one.
No!
Yeah.
Really?
And it's actually, honestly, it kind of really brings home the smell and the softness.
Yeah, maybe.
They say you don't need to use it because the fabric softener is within the capsule.
Yeah, that's big laundry saying that.
It's big
laundry.
What is it? Surely they didn't want you to spend more.
Small laundry, mate. Sorry, yeah.
Is there any plans for 35?
Oh, I'm busy. I don't know. Just I need to have a better year next year.
Would you count that year starting from next week or
do you know what? You know, you choose life, don't you? I've not seen me family in a bit.
I don't. I like abortion.
Love it.
Carol, I never knew you were so assertive with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I wear the T-shirt.
That says... What does that say?
Well, it says Resident Evil, but...
Right, that's not really helping our case, is it?
Not today, no, but on a regular day, I'm wearing my... Today's special day.
Go on, what's special?
Handing out leaflets.
Handing out leaflets, yeah.
Same with pro-abortion.
Pro-abortion.
It's my nephew's christening.
Oh, is he still alive? Oh, not mine.
Not your what? He's not your nephew?
No.
Oh, no.
My nephew's not alive, not anymore.
What happened to him?
I boarded him at 5.
It's funny, that. So any plans for 35, Tom?
Nothing.
Sorry.
Answer the question.
Do you know what? I am... I mentioned about the wine. You know, like, that's something I'm doing with a hobby. I want to try and do more with the things I like.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm moving on from work.
Moving on.
It's something different. So I'm exploring things that I've got a meeting in the next couple of days. Someone who I used to work with, see if there's any crossover with the travel stuff that we can maybe get that going again. So... And I'm trying to be positive. I'm hoping that it's... Do you know what? I can't...
And these are all plans for your birthday?
No, this is plans for 35.
He's all going to be in the hot tub with us.
Plans for 35, Max, you know? Yeah. A whole year of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe.
Man. Oh, very true.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe 34 was a great year in comparison.
Oh, really? It can always get worse, can't it?
So true.
It can.
Is that... Right, now that you look... Well, are we going to do a birthday special...
It's some summer, isn't it?
Do you want to do a birthday special?
Yeah, we can do.
Okay.
Why not?
I'll leave my question till then.
No, no, go on. Let's get a little teaser for what people can look forward to an hour of.
I guess more just like, what are you taking away from 34? What has this year taught you? But I feel like that's more of a birthday special question.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? Maybe get out of the way. So, no, you know what? Kind of, you have plans for your life. You have ideas about where it's going to go, you know, even though you've got what you're working on now in the immediate, but you've also got things in the background, you know, you think you're going in a certain direction. Just nothing's certain in life. Nothing lasts forever.
No.
Things can change. You know, you can do a 180 anytime. Yeah. So,
come on, green card.
Live in the moment, but also go and make life happen.
That's beautiful.
Make life happen.
Don't
what
just
about you, Max?
Carried through.
Should take
34.
Away. No, you're sort of Not the end of 32, but you're coming towards the end of it. What would your takeaway from 32 be?
Just save for retirement, because...
Are you saving for retirement?
You just said you were in debt last week.
Some of this money that you have
life. Life isn't guaranteed, so buy the things you want to buy.
I hope your TV's guaranteed.
Oh, so do I. I think he's got a 4-year warranty.
Right.
Okay, so what was your advice, sorry?
I think it was...
Always keep your receipts. And if you need to go online to fill out the warranty, make sure you do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'll look like a fool if...
Don't spend so much money that you can't buy more things. I learned that today.
What did you try and buy? Busty.
Bread and milk. what's your year behind you? Your year behind you was 29, wasn't it?
Yeah. What did that teach me?
Oh no, we're halfway. Oh, we're kind of
barely halfway
so through
fresh,
30.
So
are you
fresh.
Finding it? Is it still everything you dreamed of?
No. It's just life going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
On and on. The months just keep flying by.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit.
It's already the 12th of November.
Yeah.
Nah, not on my watch.
What's your watch saying?
It does actually say the 12th.
You need to stand up.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Hey, potty mouth.
A little bit of banter there.
No, it's... No, that's...
Can we have a max weight whilst...
It's not looking good.
What do you mean it's not looking good?
I've been drinking a lot more water.
Right.
So my weight sort of fluctuated at like 21.9.
Okay.
But so it should be...
Yeah.
If I got rid of water, I'd be lower, but I think...
Don't get rid of water, man.
I need the water.
You do need water.
I do need water.
Maybe get rid of the teaspoon of sugar.
Right. Is that... What's that with?
With your water.
Right. A shot of water and a teaspoon of sugar.
What's your favourite healthy snack?
Joe, I love a green apple.
Yeah, Granny Smith.
I love
Smith.
A green apple. Granny Smith, yeah.
Why do you eat them like that? It's clever, that
is. It's very clever.
Really,
I don't even know how I would eat an apple like that. But no, I just did it, didn't I? So.
Yeah. What's the best thing you've said no to? I know your grandma's answer.
Is this something like, it's really cool that I shouldn't have said no to?
No, the best thing you've said. Oh, I'm glad I didn't agree to that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've got a couple. I'll start off with Britain's Got Talent. How to Be Stormzy came out, one of the producers messaged saying, oh, can you... Oh, we'd love to have you on the show. And I said, doing what? And it was, the How to Be Stormzy rap.
Oh.
Yeah, I've done it in a video. Oh. So it'd just be me doing that, possibly getting through one round.
Yeah.
Then it's like, next round.
At the time, was there anything to consider in terms of exposure?
I mean, you'd just been
a dickhead on TV. Were you at a good place with where things
were? No, it was really early into it, yeah. At least the first year of doing YouTube.
So the most tempting time, really.
Yeah.
Of all the time.
But
have they ever gotten anyone to agree to that?
Yeah, they get loads of people. Because nowadays they just scout different acts. People who are making their own way.
Is he still big?
I don't know.
It was the girl that went on, and I can't remember what singer she was impersonating. Pink. It was Pink.
Oh, she got really annoyed, didn't she?
But she sang a Pink song because she'd been scouted for that to do that. And then she kind of kicked off with them in the thing saying, you brought me to do this and you told me to do it.
Yeah.
And then it was really horrible.
Yeah, because they were like, why are you singing Pink?
Yeah, they kind of called her
bad,
on
bad.
Simon Brodkin did a thing where he went undercover on Britain's Got Talent and he was exposing what it's like and how it's all manufactured, basically.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah.
So and there's always singers that win.
Yeah, well, that would have been one of them. But also, you know...
would you have changed the act round to round?
Just get rid of Ryan.
Ryan's wearing a different cap.
But I was thinking, it's just going to be... me doing it, coming to people's faces going, what's this? And then, Amanda Holden hitting a buzzer, and I'm not doing that.
That was a good choice.
Making me the next... Honey G or whatever her name was.
Well, believe it or not, I've not been offered Britain's Got Talent.
Surprise me, man.
Yeah, no, I know.
Moldova?
Moldova's Got Talent. Oh, could be a shout.
I said no to a there was this when YouTuber boxing was kicking off. They were like, "Oh, we want you to be a presenter on our boxing show, whatever." We're getting all these people in, like you'll know a bunch of them. And I was thinking, they're talking a really big game. I don't trust it.
Oh, I think
it.
I remember this. Yeah.
And then they went bankrupt after a couple of shows, and a bunch of people didn't get paid.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't do that.
I said no to the Locked In. Was it Locked In?
The Foot Asylum one.
Yeah.
That might have been fun, though.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm very good around other people I don't know.
But I think everyone's in the same position, aren't they? Because they all feel that... Like,
I know, but a lot of the people in there are big personalities anyway.
But they act like that.
Yeah.
The camera, but you...
I probably would have been there.
I think
you would
have been fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you'd have become very liked.
Yeah.
I think I would have had like my villain arc.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, should we see how that looks?
Okay.
What's your name?
I'm Max. Who are you?
I've got a name badge. Just read it.
Right. Also, you should have done some research and you should know who
I am.
We
didn't know who was in the show until now.
Oh, really? Because I remember being told that we would have been told.
Maybe they told you that. They didn't tell me that.
They didn't tell you?
No.
Oh, so you're beneath me then. Next.
Just being polite.
I'd be squashed if I was.
What do you mean?
I think it's pretty obvious what he means.
You're bigger than me. Yeah?
In what world?
Fucking this world, bro.
Maybe the social world. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, fuck off. You don't know my numbers, do you?
Security guard's this.
Security guard? Are you kidding? I'm a big part of the White Noise podcast. White Noise podcast. Check it out.
Yeah? What White Noise would you just silent to make you go to sleep?
No, wakes you up, mate. Pumps you up, mate, for the day.
No, never.
Go look at a billboard in Times Square, mate, and then come back to me.
Bloody hell.
Are you Derek White of the NBA?
Yes.
Yeah. Good job you said no.
Yeah.
Do you know what season it was when you did it?
I think it was
awesome.
Was it quite? No stopping him, man. I think it was. Was it two?
Wow.
Early days.
Yeah, really early. Anyway. Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe reach out and say, look, I've had a chance to think about it.
No, I don't think they'd want me back.
Well, they never had you.
Maybe you'd be one of the novelty, wacky ones they throw in there, like a viewer.
Viewer. Who watches that?
A super fan.
Wow! All my favourite creators in one space. This is legit.
If you just want to come out this door, please.
No, I'm staying.
You're going to have to leave.
No, I don't need to leave. I don't need to anything. I don't want to.
Get the taser.
I'm staying here with...
Get the taser, please.
Potato. I'm staying here with my fave creators.
Five creators?
What?
It's more than that.
How many are there?
Ten.
Ten? They're at the garden. Pardon?
Bin Laden.
What? He's not my favourite. He did make some great content, but he's not my favourite.
He's not your pavement.
He's not a pavement, not at all.
You're not tall. No, you're him. Right. Sure ass.
Pardon?
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Anyway, that's...
Dead, isn't he?
And you said no to that.
No. Actually, they said no to that. Except for show reeling.
So, I thought it'd be fun to go on a website and find a random date from your existence. Mm. And it's, you know, you're getting taken back to this date, but it's a random one from now until your birth. Okay. You don't know what it is, but this, when I press get date, it's going to tell you. So I'm going to start with Tom. And we'll sort of see how that would play out.
In theory, am I kind of reliving it? Am I going back to it? Or is it just like...
So you got Tuesday, the 17th of April, 2007.
Oh, my 8th birthday.
Really?
What were you doing then? I remember.
You can't just put a ribbon on it, Tom.
I'll never forget.
So 17.
You were 17? Yeah. 17th of April? What were you up to?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was 16. I was 16.
1990.
When did you go to college?
Yeah, 16. You'd be first year of college.
So April. No, it would have been end of school year, wouldn't it?
No, if you're if it's 2017, no, that'd be first year of college.
2016 was the April. Right, that's interesting. So I think I'd just dropped out of college.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So around that time, do you know what? It's weird because I went to a random place in my mind.
Like Kanye.
And you've given me that date.
What's going on here?
College dropout, that's his thing, isn't it?
Right, okay, yeah. His is technically school, though, based on how it translates. Yeah.
So I...
Let's not say Tom's the white, can you?
Let's leave that for other people to say. So when you said this date thing, I was like, in my mind, I had a random thing of walking home from Tesco, where I was working, across the field, home, down past the railway.
Wow.
And there's and I used to work a Tuesday, so there's every chance on that Tuesday I took that walk.
Maybe
bit sunny in my mind, so I don't know, you know, it was more of a summer thing. But
people like shouting stuff at you?
That's mad, sorry?
Were people nice to you in your memory? Or
no, it was very quiet. It
any finger buns?
I did make finger... Well, I made hot cross. Ooh.
Hot cross buns!
I would have been making hot cross buns.
One a penny, two a penny.
Wow. It was great working in the bakery. God. Cookie dough, just used to make, you know, stick the cookie dough in and then just have it off, just really hot, just really gooey.
Really hot
just
cookies.
Just leave it for a second. Yeah. And then just...
Oh, I made cookies last week, but I did it with oil. It didn't work at all. Hot slop.
Isn't it weird how we've got, like, memories embedded away and we'll never know or find them again unless they get fleshed out like this?
Mate, you've got to do the ayahuasca with me in Wales. Won't leave for 3 weeks, pal.
Oh, I'll come.
Till I find the...
Yeah, it's like when people have is it dementia and they go back to being like, you know, whatever age.
You said this three times today. Max.
Hello.
You got the 6th of April. Oh, Sunday the 6th of April, 2003. Okay. 2003, as you called it.
2003, I would have been 10. Fucking hell, 10. Little 10-year-old Smith.
10 and a half?
Yeah.
No. 10. You got April as well, then.
Yeah.
Do you want to look at my April?
What year would you be in as a 10-year-old?
Year 5?
I think I would have been in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! Yeah.
Did you think of that when I said this?
No, I didn't.
Right.
No.
You were thinking of Tesco. I too was in
following
Tesco.
Me,
Dia. That's what they would have called it in Spain. The big supermarket that was called Dia, which stands for day.
All right. I thought you meant cost a lot.
That's good.
Costello isn't a place in Spain.
These are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. That's probably what I was thinking, actually. Yeah.
You didn't say it, though, did you?
No, but I know. Now that those memories have been fleshed out, I was probably making those witticisms back then.
Silly prick.
Yeah. Spain. Lovely place.
Come on, Stephen.
Oh, shall I do me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got the Monday, the 28th of July, 2014.
Oh,
ooh.
World Cup?
No, World Cup had finished.
Still reeling from it though, weren't you?
Yeah.
So 28th. So this would have been end of
2014.
Is that end of first year? So this was when we'd been off for about 5 months, and I was working in an office.
Oh wow!
So this was when. Do you know, weirdly, this is when I was probably going, oh, I fucking hate it here. And I did work Mondays. So it's strange, it's taken us to, it's taken me and Tom to places where we're like, oh, I don't want to stay here. Yeah. Maybe you as well? In Spain?
Yeah, maybe.
Or you may have enjoyed the siestas.
Siestas the warm were fun. Weather. Yeah.
Did you actually have a siesta?
At school, yeah. It was like an hour and a half break.
Did you wake up with drawings all over you?
I don't know what these mean, but I bet they're cool. Swaggering around. Yeah,
so I knew you two.
Yep.
Yeah.
Possibly even spoke to you that day. But yeah, that was a time when I was miserable.
That was a very short-lived period for you as well, wasn't it? So it's interesting that it's taking, you know, like it's...
I worked there for 2 months.
Wow.
To be honest, I might not have been there still at this time. But for the sake of the story, I'll go, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, let's say that.
Little did I know I'd be living in Castle Erwell soon after.
Oh, God,
maybe
what
we hadn't
a
even
place.
Sorted it by then. Maybe we had that
loved
day.
Loved Castle Erwell.
Yeah. Ethan, Friday the 3rd of August 2001.
Ooh.
Well, so this is...
You were still planning, weren't you?
Well, yes, prior to the...
blueprints.
Oh, God. Well, what I can tell you... Obviously,
I can't fly a plane with my eyes. You'll have to do it.
Oh dear. There's no planning or plotting going on. Although, actually, I've got one thing that I know from that month and year was that...
So just to be clear, you were 2.5.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. There's a picture in our kitchen of me painting and the painting. There's no plotting or kind of imagery of wars to come or terrorism acts.
Well, you don't know that yet. Maybe if you look at it, you go, holy fudge.
Well, if I did interpret in a kind of, you know...
It's a well-written out plan.
The signs were there, though. It was early days, just like masturbating to roadkill.
Like a Salvador Dali piece or something, suggested of many crimes to come. No real memories of then.
Two and a half, what was... Have you had any tales of what you were like then?
I that's when I got stuck in a train engine, I think. Have I told that one before? Yeah.
Yeah.
I crawled into... engine covered in coal there for 2 hours.
Wow.
Bribed out with grapes. That's probably the most notable story from that period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there we have it.
Have you got any early memories that are like 2 or 3?
No, I think my one is possibly a memory, but then you don't know if it's you just being told it.
Yeah.
I hit a girl in nursery over the head with a fireman's hat.
Wow.
She's in my way.
Like a real fireman's hat with like a heavy duty one.
Okay. A toy one that you get in nursery.
Yeah, fair.
I remember being at a wedding.
Oh,
when I was 2. On a long table. On someone's lap. That's all I remember. Well, but that says early.
Weddings, eh?
Yeah.
I remember being convinced I was going to die because I was in a trolley in the Sainsbury's car park and my mum left me there while she was sorting out the car. And a car started pulling towards me.
Were you rolling or were you still?
I was still, but I was convinced the car was just going to kill me. And I remember screaming, trying to get out and trying to flip the trolley over so I could get out. And the woman coming out to like calm me down and my man running back around and saying, you're not going to die.
And this was last week, yeah?
Who says to a kid you're not going to die? You must have been older than 2.
I'm like, you're all right, you're all right, it's fine.
No, you're not going to die.
The car's not going to hit you, you know what I mean?
The return of... the award-winning segment.
Fucking
it's the one, the only, the IMAX.
A few boos.
Get a few boos, surely.
Max.
Hello.
How's things going in the world of movies?
Movies. You know I love my movies. Cannot get enough of them.
I think whenever we speak about it, you just have a dumb look on your face.
About what, sorry?
Movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Say something about a movie now.
What's your favourite French film? Does that look?
So many to count.
I'm not asking you to count them.
It's called like 1,000 Blows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Like get your passport. So how's the world of movies treating you?
It's not treating me any differently than it's treating you, Stephen.
To the cinema.
Huh?
I go to the cinema.
Well, I've got a limitless card.
Doesn't mean you go.
No, but I pay...
There's a difference between
they don't need
going.
Me there. They don't need me to be there for me to have given them a little bit of change.
How limitless is it? Like,
so limitless.
What can you do when you're there?
I can go in there and I can say, look, I want to watch.
You consider Cineworld charity work, do you? Doing your bit for Cineworld.
Well, I'm paying their wages. I go in there and I say, hey, buddy, I want to watch a movie. And they'll say, which one? And I say, all of them.
Do you act it out? I'll be a worker at the... You got your line?
Hello, sir. I would love to watch a movie.
It's not what you said.
What did I say?
You said, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I'd love to watch a movie. You all right, mate?
I thought you said everyone lied to you.
Yeah, it's probably because you're here. It's
very Mr.
cramped
Smith.
In my style. Oh, thank you for using the correct title. I'm here to watch a movie, please.
Why else would you be here?
Maybe to sample the pick and mix before heading on my merry way.
You like to sample it, don't you, before paying?
I always pay, though.
Yeah, for what's in the bag, not for what you've sampled prior to it.
Well, I need to know if it tastes good.
Yeah, you come here every day.
Okay, maybe you've
sampling
got a bad batch, mate.
It feels tense, this, mate. You sound
you're the
happy
fucking,
to
you're,
see
it's because
you.
You're here.
You're
this never
batch.
Normally happens.
Right, okay.
He's normally in a much better mood. Something must have happened at home. Bad home life.
For you, I imagine that's why you're here all the time.
Are you kidding? I have a great home life, actually. Check out my bed next time you're around, if you ever come over.
Never will.
Well, you might do. You might get lost on your way to somewhere else.
Where do you live?
I'm not going to dox myself.
Just tell me then.
I'll message it to you. What's your number?
No, I'm not going to tell you that.
What's your number? Pardon?
I don't want to tell you my number.
Okay.
What film are you come to see?
All of them.
Mate, I said I'd got a couple of hours, I'll come out with you.
Every fucking
I'm not going to lie.
Film.
I don't even know why you're here. Like, you are really cramping my style. You're making it really tense with this guy.
You fucking begged me, mate.
You want to watch every film?
Every film on the roster for today.
Right.
I'm hungry for movies.
Not pick a mix.
But, well, I've had my fill, but I might get some more.
Are you going to pay for it?
If I have
to. I'm not
paying again. So how we make our money here is through that, and you're just scoffing.
Well, actually, yeah, I've got the Limitless card, so I've sort of paid my way.
You've not paid your way.
I have. I've paid my way.
I mean, you can come in every day and sample pick a mix.
Fucking hell, you're a bit moody today, aren't you?
Yes.
Where's this great customer service?
The manager's been on at me saying, watch out for Customer Smith comes in.
Customer Smith?
Treats the pick a mix like a trough.
He's me Customer Smith.
As he dabs his lips, going, I'm here to see a movie.
Why would I dab my lips after pick a mix? It's notoriously a dry food.
You sleep in the cinema. You've not watched a film for 3 years.
Yes, because my bed's uncomfortable because of all the loud noises around it.
Comatose.
Anyway, I'll have...
Go home.
I'm probably going to head off myself.
You got to off yourself? Fucking save me a job, mate.
Oh. Give us that Limitless card.
I'm not allowed to. No! My movies! You will rue this day, sir.
Rue's the character from?
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Go on, you Peter.
Pardon? Is that the new check? We're not going to check your hard drive. We're going to check if you know the Winnie the Pooh movie. I know all movies, buddy.
Anyway, have you got something you want to play?
Yeah, I've got a fucking IMAX if you want to listen to that.
Great, yeah. And it possibly features a guest who didn't show up.
Features the guest that didn't show up and would have made more sense if he was here.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
What a great time to be alive. The movie Speed came out 30 years ago, and I'm eager to celebrate in the only way IMAX knows how. By getting the bus. Thank you for stopping, good sir. Did you know today is Speed Day?
Thanks, driver.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, driver.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, can I just...
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excuse me, have you heard of Speed?
No!
Fucking hell. I'll just get the next bus. Ah, here we go. This seems a bit more normal. Happy Speed... Oh, is this a bloody school bus? These guys haven't even heard of fucking Speed. Oh, just let me off here. Hiya! Tom, what are you doing here? I didn't know you had kids. Oh, God. I'm here for Speed Day, and you're here for Speed Dating, lol. Get me off this bus now. Hopefully the next bus is fine. Oh, this seems fine. Bit old-fashioned, but... Oh, God, look at the time. It's 1955. Speed doesn't even exist yet. Oh, I need to sit down. Sorry, love, this one's taken.
Just let her sit down.
Nah, sorry, pal. I don't think I'll be doing that.
What, because she's of colour?
What? No, because it's Speed Day and I'm celebrating.
Disrespectful, innit? Let her sit down. Yeah, love, I'm about to take my seat. Take my seat. Take the seat.
Actually, no, you can have my seat and just think that you've ruined my day. My special, special day. You've ruined it. Owie!
I love what you did there, standing up for yourself.
Well, not to be pedantic, but she's not actually standing for herself, is she? She's sat down, so... 1-0 to me. Oh, fuck you all. It was a bit of banter. Oh, fuck it. I'm getting the next bus. Oh, this one seems fine. Oh, hey, Ethan. Huh? Looks like Danny was right. Well, whilst you're busy, let me tell you all about a little film called Speed.
That's all, folks.
Speed, great film if you've ever seen it. If you haven't...
I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
No, really good film.
Really good to have that segment back there. with all the classics. Sorry that you...
That's fine.
You got beat up. Every time you're doing this, you're bumping into these wrong'uns.
Yeah.
Begs the question, doesn't it?
What?
Well, I don't know. Are you the common denominator in all these situations?
I am always there, but maybe I'm just a magnet for bad people.
Got a clip I want to play. It's from 7 years ago, so.
To my wall of women, all these ladies have stood up for what they believe in. Except for Rosa Parks, obviously. Who's the big dog?
So I said that joke outside the thing, and you asked if you could use it.
No, never happened, mate.
Yeah, you did.
Because I've got proof of the clip.
You asked if you could use it, and I said, yeah, of course you can.
No, never happened, mate.
No?
Have you got proof of that conversation?
Shit, I don't record all my conversations with you.
You should do.
I wish I did.
Can't even get off your laughing lips that way. Well, there's no proof of that, Max.
Sorry, guys.
Shit.
Just
great to have IMAX back, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward would have been good to have Bradley. Bradley reacting to that.
Yeah.
Stupid Bradley.
Or Rosa Parks.
Is she dead?
I think she is. She got the bus to heaven.
Congratulations to yourself
to
and Rosa. And to Rosa.
Yeah, yeah, to be fair.
Really, really, it feels like I should leave, but I don't want to.
No? Max, do you know what? I'm going to go.
Yeah, it's one thing to steal my joke and then another to say that I stole it from you originally, so get out.
My issue is I'm... do you know what? Yeah, I'm done.
Come on.
I'll discuss your issue when you're out of here.
Come in.
Hey, lads.
Oh.
Hey, lads.
Oh, Your Honour.
How are you?
It's a privilege to meet you.
Thank you. I'm very late.
Yeah.
Very hard to get in.
Should stand.
Atrocious today.
For listeners, we are joined by an incredible guest, Knight of the Realm.
That's me.
It is a dating expert.
Yes.
Sedated.
Oh, sedated. I didn't recognise you there.
No, he's a love expert. He's past that. First of all, it's incredible that you're here because a guest dropped out on us, ghosted us. So to have you, a knight of the realm, someone who has met the queen or king, I don't know when you were, I probably should have checked that actually, it's an honour, sir.
Not today, governor.
Sedated.
Right, pal.
Our burning question from our viewers is, what's the key to love? Sedated.
Pull the other one.
You got two.
Pull him by his legs.
Pull the other one.
Give you a little bit of it.
Ooh. Shame about him.
Yeah.
There's people at that age. They will fall kippins.
Have you found yourself falling asleep in scenarios that you wouldn't have done, let's say, 10 years ago?
When I was a kid, I fell asleep at a party, just on the couch whilst everyone was there.
Wow.
So I'm like, hi.
You're right.
Yeah. Talking about sleeping on the couch.
Take a seat, as I said to Rose Barks. Can have that.
Yeah.
Well, yes,
don't person. Actually take it though.
What about you, mate? Do you ever just fall asleep?
Yeah, all the time.
You shouldn't.
Every day?
Yeah.
Give it a bit of a habit.
There's probably less days that I haven't fallen asleep than I have.
Make your hobby a jobby.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there unpaid to sleep?
Yeah, sleep.
Yeah, like sleep trials.
Sleep trials. Yeah. Yeah. The jury's out on them, though.
Old people trying to say my name. Sleep trials.
It's nice that they get involved, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Who do you think your oldest fan is?
Who do you think it is?
Well, my dad.
Yeah, okay.
I imagine if I was on the Traitors with Stephen Fry, he'd go, I've watched one of your videos.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
His husband's like...
Younger, isn't he?
Really weird. Yeah,
he's 38.
38.
Oh, Elliot Spencer.
Oh,
yeah. And he's expensive.
Do you know what, mate? He looks a lot younger. Oh, yeah, it's not too bad.
Me and Zoe were watching the Victoria's Secret show.
Yeah.
30 million views it got in like 3 weeks.
Not surprised.
It's crazy.
How many of them were you, mate?
What did you say, sorry?
How many of them were you, mate? Like, Tom's rewatching the Victoria's Secret.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant how many secrets.
So what is it? I don't know.
Let me dead right. It's just them walking up and down the runway in different things, but they have celebrity singers performing, coming in and out.
Okay.
It's a bit like the NFL halftime show.
Right.
It was sexy.
Okay. Have you watched it?
No, no, not for me.
Get on the big screen. Oh, they've had everyone. I feel like every big singer. Yeah, he's done it.
Is he?
Yeah. It is a bit weird, but the... So the most expensive one, like, what's it called?
Lingerie.
Yeah, was $15 million.
Fuck off.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
What's it? Is it made of diamonds or something?
Probably,
or?
Yeah.
That's mental.
Signed by Barry Gibb.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing, like, $15 million is a lot for clothes.
It is,
especially
it is.
For very revealing clothing.
Well, how do you know?
Because
some how of the much? Outfits are very, very covered up.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Well, they are.
Yeah,
watched
it's,
I don't know. 50 million is to me. That's too much.
I think that's excessive.
You're ruling out 15 million lingerie from any present for a loved one. You're saying no. That's not.
If they came to me and said, "Can I have 15 million?" I'd say, "I'll get you a voucher
for 15 million."
Yeah.
I just don't like. I don't like going shopping.
Lazy.
I've done that bit. Lazy. It expires tomorrow.
No loved one of mine is as lazy as you, so you can go.
Wow.
Yeah. Got to be cutthroat in this industry, mate.
What's the industry?
Industry of
prostitution.
Loving me.
It was normally just £100.
Is it?
It's quite cheap. I don't know. Yeah. Never shagged a prostitute.
Until the special. No, probably not.
Stop trying to push this. I think you've got to have things that cost that amount of money, because otherwise what's the point in having loads of money?
Yeah.
If all you can buy is normal stuff,
it
just becomes
right, mate,
absolutely redundant. You need a bag that costs 50 million quid.
50 million?
I don't know. You need normal things to be like stupid versions.
Yeah, so someone has the most expensive of something.
Yeah.
People,
eh? What was it all for, you know?
Heard about Elon.
Yeah, what's he done?
$1 trillion payout.
Yeah.
They've agreed, Tesla.
If they sell,
I think it's 12, over the next 10 years, if he sells 12 million Teslas, he gets a trillion.
I like if it's him doing it. Yeah. Just his own sales. He's trying to fuck over his co-workers. You know, Brian's always in here.
Just cold calling non-stop.
Leaflets.
Caffeined up to fuck.
He died in year 9. One sail away.
He's just got a whiteboard with.
Couldn't he afford to buy that many?
Yeah, I don't know. I assume
probably
so.
He could, couldn't he?
I don't think it's for a trillion, but the payout is.
But you said
it's to make him a trillionaire. Oh, so it will top him up to a trillion.
I'm sure it's a $1 trillion.
No, it will top
payout.
Him up to a trillion. So
right. Oh, from
you
his
can't
existing.
Use the phrase top you up, but it's a trillion.
Let him top up.
Yeah,
keep
go
you going.
Go on. I'll
poor,
have it.
Poor.
I'll say when. Stop. Should we have a final question?
Let's fucking do
come
it.
On, Ethan. It's the final question.
Hello, everyone.
Oh,
hello, Ethan.
Misery guts.
Or should I say, oh, hello, everyone.
Why?
I'm a babe station model who loves biscuit-related dirty talk. Whoever seduces me wins one of my favourite things, okay?
You're still watching Babe Station, Ethan. You said you'd stop for this job.
No, I'm not Ethan. I'm Ethenia, a Babe Station model.
Ethenia, nice.
I want you to try and seduce me with biscuit-related dirty talk. And whoever wins one of my favourite things, okay?
What's your favourite
thing?
Biscuits?
Just looking at you made me custard cream.
Ooh, that was good. That's
it was
nice
fast as well.
Yeah,
wasn't
very
it?
Fast.
Oh,
yeah.
Fast creamer.
If anything, too fast. Oh, wanna try
finger.
The hobnob?
Oh, I wouldn't want to. No,
no.
I can
great.
Smell it.
Bad at your job.
Do you wanna? And this is my own. Do you wanna? Do you like ginger nuts?
I do love a ginger nut.
Oh, I'm tuning up here.
Because you like his ginger nut joke, and you don't like my hobnob one.
Mate, ooh. It's the way I say him. I've got a bit of charm. I don't think she's looking at us. You know?
I like a ginger nut more than a hobnob.
White chocolate finger.
Oh.
And that's just for starters.
I'd prefer a fist.
Oh, I'm at my level here. What else is there? Biscuits.
Come on, Thomas. I know you want a bit.
Do you know what? Surprisingly, I don't.
Do you want to nibble my shaggin' wheel?
Oh, no, this is not, you know.
As a,
this is
know,
all him.
Yeah, sweet tooth. Sweet tooth smoke boy.
Mind if I go up your digestive tract? Okay.
It's going to be a long time in that bed by yourself.
Digestive tract?
With that.
I wouldn't mind licking your party ring.
Farty ring.
Come on, with... Thomas. I want your chubby torture.
No,
nice,
right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Penguin.
Could be a penguin, yeah.
What else is there? Let's just go through them. Bourbon, rich tea, Viennese. What? Oh, no.
Nice biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want some nice biscuits?
I'm as dry as a shortbread down there with your crack.
Garibaldi.
Garibaldi, yeah.
Shortbread has more of a snap than a crack.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. That's sexy, but just accurate.
And that is sexy.
Well, is that you stud, Japs?
Yeah, I'm all out.
Oh, I'm not that wet, but...
More on you, to be honest.
It's your job, innit?
Sorry.
Yes.
You need, like, one of those spritz things.
Spritz?
Like a little
saline spray or something.
Yeah.
To get me good.
Yeah.
I could shove that up my fanny, couldn't I? The whole bottle.
Better that than biscuits.
I've crumb everywhere.
That's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Crumb
like
on your
that.
Chin.
Yeah. It's actually quite good.
Yeah, thank you.
I keep it all in.
Actually.
No, nothing on my
You're
chin.
You're keeping all this in?
All of my mouth.
You've been watching the White Noise podcast. Thank you very much. I know you are at this point, especially after a little biscuit smut talk. I've been joined by Max Smut.
Bye, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Minimum smut there.
Yeah. I think it's just my biscuit knowledge.
Oh, come on.
You eat a lot of biscuits.
You got more knowledge than one than the other. Tom Looney.
Zero smut.
Maximum smut and zero smut.
Yeah.
And
thank you, Stephen.
And Ethan and Stephen. Athena James.
Thank you. Woo.
Well done, Ethan.
Well done, Ethan.
Well done, Stephen.